CKWX News Time, 2:32. We're going to join former Premier Ujjal Dosanjh, who's joined us now live on the line. Mr. Dosanjh, I guess this is kind of familiar territory for you. Was this much of a surprise to you?
Well, in a sense it was, yet it wasn't. I think the timing of it was, but I believed after talking to many people in BC, because I come back to British Columbia every weekend, that you know, his numbers were low, and he probably felt it was important for himself and for his family to choose the time of his going by himself. And I think one in politics quits, one is still possibly ahead.
So what next for the BC Liberals in your estimation?
You know, I can't be a political pundit here. I don't know. I know some of them, you know, on both sides of the aisle in British Columbia, but in terms of the leadership, they'll have to make a decision and make it quickly, of course. And they have 2.5 years to recover, and who knows, politics takes many shapes and turns, and a week is an eternity in politics.
Is there a possibility, because of this, that the HST could be history in British Columbia?
I think from the moment the HST was imposed, there was always a possibility that HST could be history in British Columbia, and not because of the text itself, but I think the way it came in, and I think everybody agreed, and including Premier Campbell, that there was a mistake in the way it was brought in, and I think the referendum will tell you which way it will go. It's quite likely that the HST would be defeated in the referendum, and then, of course, the writing is on the wall.
From your experience on Parliament Hill, was our Premier Campbell, at least considering the history in British Columbia, was he a good Premier for British Columbia as far as the federal stage was concerned?
I think nationally he played a very good role. He always played a unifying role on the national stage. I actually watched him do that when we negotiated the 2004 Health Accord. I was on the other side as the Minister of Health federally, and he continued to do that. And you got to give him credit. You know, and we all make mistakes in life, and nobody is perfect. But ultimately, I think he leaves a good legacy for the province, particularly in areas of the environment and the Aboriginal issues, where. He turned around from complete opposition to the Nisga Treaty, which I defended in the legislature for a couple of months. The advocate and champion of Aboriginal rights and negotiating treaties with them. And the same on the environment. He took a leadership role, took a bit of a hit, but imposed the carbon tax, because ultimately I think we have to pay a price for carbon. And it's going to take some time. But I think people will recognize that... you know, he wasn't perfect, but nobody's perfect. Overall, I think he leaves a good legacy.
Mr. Dosanjh, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Former Premier Ujjal Dosanjh joining us live this afternoon on News 11:30.